We could deal with that under the general question and measurement for focus sound response, which is now extended from 2 hours to 3 hours.
Okay. Are we coming back? Mike?
Yes, but I just want to say, there seems to be an idea that, you know, more time will allow for more questions. Now, in the past 94, we had like 50 minutes for interpolation and we had 4 interpolations. And then 30 minutes for question time for ministers. And we also did not succeed in getting through a heck of a lot of questions, and then we extended it to 1 hour. And when we finalized the new rules as we have them today on questions, they were 2 hours. And we still only get through about 10 to 12 questions. And what I maybe seem to think is that this unlimited time for time may be a concern. For A says the time allowed for reply to questions, supplementary questions under this rule is not limited, and that may be a problem. It applied to question time period. In the past, what you had was after interpolations, then you have question time to the president, deputy president, and it applied irrespectively.
Interpolations were part of the scene in 1994 and 5. They were in the form of a mini debate. It was a question followed by a short speech by a number of members. So it was an extended kind of question plus supplementary question, which was a mini debate. You start with one question, the response from the minister, and then it'd be a 15-minute debate on that question. If suddenly that was taken over from some European parliaments, under the Belgian trade parliaments.
I just want to actually raise the general issue. I'm hearing about them in terms of the time. But if there is any limitation on the responses or the answering of the ministers or deputy presidents, that would just simply affect the quality of the response. It will affect the quality. And you can imagine when the minister is halfway replying, then the presiding officer says, come on, then just stop there. Then it will clearly defeat the intent of holding the executive to account through those questions. We just need to be a little bit creative for some reason, but if we are going to really limit the time, then we may not achieve what we are trying to accomplish as an oversight mechanism.
Just to clarify this measure, the situation currently is the five ministers are limited to 2 minutes per reply. The president and deputy president are limited.
I'm slightly concerned about what Mark was saying about that every time the interesting question is asked. My understanding is that it's actually up to the presiding officer to make sure that they adhere to the very strict time constraints that we have in which to ask the follow-up questions. And I think the problem that's been happening is that people are asked the follow-up questions and they go over the time, and then when the presiding officer says time, they just simply carry on. And then we land up arguing for 2 minutes as to whether or not time, and that wastes the time period. I think this is another perfect example of where the presiding officer has to be very firm with time allocation, but in the same respect, be firm with time allocation to the ministers, because they have the 3 minutes to answer the questions. The deputy president, the president, don't have the time limits, which is what we were thinking about yesterday, which is what we were very concerned about. But I'm not quite following why Michael would think that the same problem would reoccur now that we've seen the time period.
Regarding office
there's a supplementary that is posed, and then there's a supplementary answer, which is a maximum of 2 minutes. Now, if you just calculate the reply time, it runs up to 11 minutes already. Now, with the 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute supplementary, we're already running at 15 minutes for one question. So clearly, depending on the number of supplementaries, you would run into the problem. So that you can rehash the same question, just differently, etc., etc. But because essentially, and this is what the guide also says, the reply, the supplementary questions are posed on the subject matter of the reply. Can't be on the original question, it's the subject matter of the reply. But it doesn't, in fact, it doesn't always happen. But the point that I'm making is, it means that conservatively, 15 minutes is allocated per follow-up question. Then there are no sort of arguments about was there enough time or was this one supposed to ask supposed for supplementary question, whatever. So 15 minutes, that means in an hour, 4 questions are done. So what do we do? Do we reduce the number of supplementaries? Do we reduce the time to reply? What do we do? Because in the end, you would certainly not have quality if the minister is understanding that it's a very superficial reply, 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever. It's still not going to have the desired outcome. So we will just have to be practical with these matters and therefore say that if we extend, at least if we extend the time to 3 hours, we must rigidly apply the 2 minutes. Maximum of 12 questions will be helpful, that is it, we understand that even if it's a 3 hour question session, that is the maximum time that will be. If you don't want to reduce the number of questions, which probably, so what I'm saying is we will have to play around with what is possible. Do we want to proceed with more questions, or do we want to proceed further with probing the original reply? That is the issue.
I think let's get my colleague spoke about the role of surviving officers that succeed in the management of time. But I think let's start at the beginning. Ministers have to take this job of answering questions seriously. The problem that they lies therein. We often get requests, the minister is unavailable, the minister is traveling or doing number three. And that's the reason there is a government. And the leader of government business needs to also execute his or her task on what he has. Here is a plan, you are trying to be in-house to answer questions, you must be there. That's the first issue. The second issue is, and I hear the argument that we must allow the minister to reply, we must give them lots of time, and the people want to hear what they're talking about, and to walk in. If you know your job, you're competent, your answers are going to be short, sharp, and deep. If you want to waffle, you're not going to give it an extra time to do that, because you are wasting the people's time. If you look at what happened in Prime Minister's question time in the UK, and you know, I know that we don't have the Westminster system, but the very people question time, Prime Minister sits down, British ministers, and they don't know what questions are coming. They throw around the issue, this could be an issue, that could be an issue. And the point I'm trying to make is he's planning. They say, this is a question, this is a possible answer, this is a possible response, I need that report, I need that answer. So when you come here, you're not reading pages and pages of, you know, stuff. I would be opposed to extending the amount of time allowed to the minister to respond. Second of all, I would also be opposed to limiting the number of supplementary questions. If we say now we're going to do the 15, it's a fun time. Every time you know you go click your button, I didn't get some, you didn't get, I
just my brother and brother. You can sit. We spent 10 minutes praising our Lord last week will speak work and work. If you look at the convention is working very well, let's keep it as that. But also limits the time. And you know, even if you've got 3 minutes in which to answer, the minister's machine is up, you know, that's also what our overtime strategy is. Show your competency in your subject.
It seems to be an assumption that every question needs to be get four supplementary questions. I think we should also look at selectively which questions do they want to use to put the supplementary. So that is a matter of course, the effect to put four supplementary on each question or question. Select what you want to be able to.
Do you want to
make a
point?
Jefferson, I think it's the issues that Honorable Bori has made, and when I try to link with the response that we just received, then we are really not producing that completely. Because you see, maybe we need to convince ourselves what is it that we want to happen in the house. Why do we have a minister of the deputy president standing there on the podium in public responding? And as we have indicated yesterday, that they can be short, sweet, and whatever to the answer. And say, you know, when you're asking a very specific question, then they just say, yes, I agree, and stop there. It would be an answer to a number of parliamentary sitting in the House. Because that's what the question is looking for. But when the minister sits on the podium, talking into the public, and really the answer must really make sense to everybody, even those that are outside. Otherwise, then there is no need of an oral reply. If you ask for a written reply, then you get those sort of answers. You defeat the people. And again, that the question of the supplementary question, you know, why would you really know any scientific support of saying if they should be four, they can't be three, or can't be five? Really, the decision that is just taken under the circumstances. Now we are saying, how can we get more questions answered in the house? Therefore, we must reduce the things that emphasize time that create the problem that only few questions can go through the house. And now the question is, when we got the main question, it has been responded to, really, do we really need to set a three or four supplemental questions? Then it is a thing that we must talk to ourselves and you know, it's whether we can save time by reducing one supplementary question or whatever. And because really, as you're saying, if we say the presiding officers must defend, one thing that is going to happen is going to be disruption in the annals. Where a minister is really giving an answer, a proper answer, then gets off halfway the question. Or if you say the minister must be sharp, then they make it key, and then they give the answer, then a member says, no, we have not been answered. No, the answer is, there is no quality to this answer. But forgetting that the time limit that we have put in there for the minister to actually respond. I just wanted to ask that we actually need to really look at those things. We're not really fighting for those as the supplementary questions, but the question that we have in front of us is how can we make time that more patients can go through the house, but with some quality in those responses. Thank you.
Let me take Mamashida.
Now, I thought that's a genuine question to the
Deputy President.
And then now I can see now we have to stand at the time. We are talking about questions the other person to be the president is going to be sick now. We increase time to 3 hours from 2 hours. This question, 3 hours. And we are raising a point A as a base there. That the question of limitations to the reply by the, we are talking about the president, not this. Because once we put minister, the deputy president, and tell them now you confuse what you are saying. Question to the deputy president, to evaluate on some of these things. I'm just not sure now what exactly you want us to do. No. Let us put the minister aside, because those things are going to be coming to some areas. But deputy president, when it came there, there will be supplementary question to the main question. He answered, generally, the certain officers would not want to intervene when questions have been answered. And I think we must separate the minister from the president. But the things if we land them together, then they're taking problems. And to the ministers, the point that is made there that there will be no limitations. And it's all A. Is put by the subcommittee proposals, is also elaborated, I think, by the AAC. The AAC is that way too. I think that's what we concentrate our mind on. Because we can understand that the Lord has not said John, has not said Yami, has not said Ndoli, has not said Natasha, has not said Julie, Michael, the last one. We just feel focused on the spirit of okay. You are
leaving
now.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But this is just going to work. Let me take wrong.
Thanks, Chair. Surely the way out is just say the president, you know, it's unlike pushing for ministers, where we have a time limit to get to it and that's where we take. If we agree there's 6 questions to the president, let him see the 6 questions, and that's the decision is five. So it's the question, the inquiry, and as soon as those 6 questions finish, that's when the session closes. So it's not like the other questions to ministers, where it's done on a, you know, on a rotation basis, and, you know, we've got to stop where we end off. The designation must come to Parliament, Mr. Trump, on those 6 questions. When that's fired, the session is in, you know. That's the best. And obviously, it then gives the presiding officer time to, and a role to play, since determining, you know, when we can have a deal, well, I worry as well about the timings on each bus of questions. Because it's very easy to filibuster to ensure that if you don't actually end up answering a question, you don't answer the tail end of the, you know, of the 6 questions. So let's just say the deputy president is coming, he's got 6 questions answered, let's get through those 6 questions, where it takes 2 hours or 3 hours. It's get it done.
So long, I think that 4A should be an under team approach. I think the approach of 6 questions, I mean, we've already set out a day for the president. I didn't have much time. We put it like that, that it uncouched. I never understood the proposal, but now that I do, I think, I mean, I
think we then agree that we retain 4A, which has advanced to our which is that there will be no limitation on the time, but that we then don't speak about period, because once the expressions have been refined to the work's done, then, so that we don't proceed with any other limitations on the time set aside for the reply.
I think the limitation is about the situation where we can do so. That there are two questions that are about already about fundamental questions. And it takes us 8 hours. Therefore, that it takes 8 hours
and if I was you to say this, they said, well, yeah, yeah, they must ask. I think they will not have to ask. I am ready for the next 2 days. The meditation.
Point out ambiguity in 4a. It says that the time allowed for replies to questions and supplementary questions is not limited, which seems to indicate supplementaries themselves are not limited. But the intent, I think, always was that supplementaries are limited to the time as for all other supplementary questions. So the replies are unlimited. I think it's clear on that.
Sorry, I just want to, in the NCLP we also had questions, time allocated to questions, and it was, while there were limitations on the time, they dedicate a question day to all the questions on the question paper. Now, on occasion, the NCLP had to end the question in the middle of the question stands, and they never got through all the questions. Because part of the problem is ministers were like holed up in the house up until a very late hour. When you have no limitation or time to reply, you may have a situation of filibustering. It may not be in this case, but it's possible, where a reply can go on endlessly and endlessly. Now, how we say we dedicate the question time to the 6 questions of the deputy prelim, I think that would be probably a good solution, because now the deputy prelim would know that the time is dedicated to questions and that all 6 will have to be completed in the question bank.
We have a 3 hours.
Oh, after I heard.
If you tell that it's even 3 hours, all of us within that 3 hours have tried to get as many questions as possible. Yeah, supplementary questions within the time limit. Because if we don't do that, they are good for 3-4 hours and hours very hard. Because they will never see, there's one never see, right? Democrats have never see. We said, oh, they're not passing their rules, nothing to say. They become their enemy. And because they say we are angry before the change of the rules, the rules must stand a set of time. Therefore, if we apply our mind now for the next 2 years, next 2 years, we are going to have Nyami at that time, Nyami before. So they have told they not have passed. Nyami represents the last 21 years. We want to change that in there. We want to change the last 21 years. Who can that 21 years? We must try to deal with it in a manner that those when we are angry, you don't lose the rule, then you should tell them, because another point that is there, that sometimes you want the minister to answer a question the way you want them to answer a question. Don't forget, answering questions in their house, the police has to change of the minister. The minister can't be told, answer this question this way. Sometimes I think you are answering it this way, make it easier. Make it difficult. Because the minister can stand up and say, because I have to 200 questions. You can't stand up and say, no, but didn't answer. Because that's a bigger problem. That's what sometimes happens in the house. I think that's what we want to see. Castro, I'm going to put his machine in the room. So, I'm going to close this one. Thank you, Mr.
President. Yes. One could say that the speaking time of the question time ends as soon after 3 hours as the seat determines. To give us some leeway to decide that 4 hours now is enough for a negative, and then give us another half hour to conclude. So there is seeking some responsibility to conclude the session at some point. It's not true.
Does this do what is the purpose of minister and president and other impression? It's important that we stick to the main purpose. What is the purpose of administration? And then once we are here politically, what is the purpose? Don't tell that the rules are codifying the political balance. But what is the purpose of the minister to answer questions in parliament? With a very stupid minister who don't answer questions in parliament when parliament is brought up. And the entire
we're able to take six questions within 2 hours. So I don't think 3 hours would be a problem at all.
Did you say you need 3 hours? That are at least in terms of the study purpose. Because one per month, it's a difficult than one per cost of study. So this hour after actually be there, I think they have an issue. I think we should move. Let us bring our discussions on one on two. How would you want to study in that? Another point.
No, I was going to say, it also depends on the nature of the question. So if you are wounded in a crisis of that sort, and or something to this, the time was more extended. Yeah? God will never allow you to leave your energy if you want to go. So it becomes a competition. But if it's normal, I don't know the name, I propose you to be a total question, but sometimes I have to take subjective issues.
Now I'm giving him 6 questions in 3 hours. Why don't he ask the 6 to 8 and confirm that? Because he used to have 1 hour in each secondary, which meant it was 2 hours in one to answer 8 questions. Now I'm giving him 3 hours. Why can't we keep it to 8 questions?
Okay, let us look at if I'm giving 1 hour,
I'll try my level best on the question I didn't have. To give me more time, I'm able to give you quality answers. I think let us keep to 6, 3 hours, that's the limitation, 3 hours. Let us work this out in the energies. But also that because they may unlock the question, depending on the quality of the question, within 1.5 hours. They have continued. But that's the last thing that we mustn't increase because of that. Because when you are limited, sometimes you limit even your answers to be a
question. And the details that lead them to program where those devices are given to us. But the principle of telling us, we're looking for quality time.
No, I wanted to indicate that if the question is without logic, for all I would laugh, suppose I feel to go through. It might stop men. I think the argument that has been made is important. We don't want people to leave this subcommittee saying what is used to question. That somehow in the mechanism of our rewriting of English, what is used to question that you ask, that's not correct. So, and it seems to me that the thing we come back to is that we've introduced this new thing called questions without logic of what was planned, which is going to add to the accountability mechanism, guidelines, and all those things. That's how we have resolved that to come.
Okay. Let's move on, that connection.
We are high on that. President, the more we learn how to do parliament, the more also questions we have to do with
anything. I think we should have to do with the under Rule 4A, time allowed for five questions and just supplemented questions. And that is ambiguous.
Why?
It must just be two replies.
Yeah.
It's just been quite a situation where supplementary questions are unlimited.
Yeah, it could be answered.
What did you ask for A?
No, no.
Yes.
Thank you.
What did you say? For A, for me.
No.
This question is 3 hours.
If you haven't got, if you take a 4A, you haven't got the unlimited replies, maximum 3 hours, preserving officer's flexibility. If you are looking to write that in the...
Okay, that's fine.
But
I think it's just like as we have been saying, that the presiding officers will have some sort of flexibility.
Yeah.
That should be the understanding of the members of the house as well. Mm-hmm. Because you see, so after the 3 hours, the member cannot stand up and say, presiding officer, the hours is gone. Why are we here? It must be an understanding from the members of the house as well. That it is the presiding officer feels that it is 15 minutes that required for the deputy president to complete the question, then it must be understood that the presiding officer will do so. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Well, this will depend, of course, on the camera. Now, this camera will already come and go. But I think we allow them very flexibility, members have flexibility, those good questions. Hopefully, we'll be very punishy questions. You didn't tell them all that they will give very quality answers to some of these questions. And then I think we will learn from that experience whatever we can do. And then we will demonstrate that friendly proposal as we move forward. But the principal point I think is that after your craft is in my way, that's allowed to be interpreted. I think we are supposed to take questions to GP the first. Sub-7 is what you want us to do on that. The question that is submitted on the banner is based on the question based on the case by case.
Yes, but
yeah.
I hope that there is a problem with distinction on what I should have to ask. What is the practice? Is there any difficulty? And would it be difficult to meet the 5 working days?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me just say, it can be done. The problem is that at the moment we have a 9 working days notice period for the Deputy President. The question paper therefore gets published on the Monday evening. It goes out on a Monday night to appear on Tuesday morning. The Deputy President deadline is then on that Monday before 12 o'clock. The problem that we have is when a member or a party submits a question that is problematic in the sense that it deals with line functions of ministers instead of the deputy president, etc. And then to get the party to provide us with another question is normally a huge problem. Because the time constraints are so limited that we can't always permit for that, and then we sometimes end up with a question on the question paper. And for example, the past question session to the deputy president, there was a question on the question paper with regard to the health workers becoming being temporarily staffed, now becoming permanently employed in the health fraternity, which is essentially a question for the Minister of Health or Labour for that matter. The problem is we have to try and do something to the question because the member could not provide us with any other question, failing which it would mean that the President would not have a fourth question. And that would be also sort of difficult then. And so we eventually had to make do with the question, and that is what a time frame creates when we have these limitations.
And then we are also open to that 9 working days back. Is that what we are saying?
9 working days could help.
Yeah. So
Current is 9.
Another issue is that the guidelines are going to be set by the rules committee. In terms of what questions are for Mr. Cook, the president. Hopefully, once the guidelines are in place in the group, then it becomes easier, hopefully, to select the appropriate questions.
The person who handles the security class and the matter of national importance, the matter of international importance. I feel very good. Any person involved with a question on that, why ask? When there's an important solid, this is qualified. But I think we are only doing it since 9 working days, we are good, and everything is good. Just need two solutions. One thing for us is the creative in our group, something that is going to make Parliament
expression to the satisfaction of the fact that that the petition has been noted, so we'll be able to keep having the
or the president, if Vila wants to go off and end the debate, then he should, or he refuses to come to the court in a row. There's no provision in the rules. And I don't think the rules would be the place they could need to look at the file from someone else, a legislation to deal with that. But failure to respond to questions or to even the Christian Center of the Boston, that is under the rules.
Yeah, it's I do think that the last observation is correct, that you can make by let's look at the form. I'm just forgetting the answer. No, I don't think it's it's best to the question of the doctrine of separation of power and what interpretation we're going to give to when they were elected as president and they don't come back to account. I think that we probably need a legislative conversation around that. There must be recourse. It must be punishable by law when a president does not execute his duty. But the rest of everyone, so firstly, I'm attending because also the current speaker has demonstrated to have not understood that these rules apply to everybody in the house who takes the platform and all those things. But the other day, we were calling a court and then she was telling us the president is not equal to all of us, including Mr. Mamoshutu Sebi. And we're not having a conversation about age, we're having a conversation about that the president is out of order in as far as the rules are concerned. So the application of the rules must be consistent on everyone. But I agree, we need a recourse when the president does not observe. For me, it's not him getting a date, that even if you have a date and all those things, and it doesn't show up, we must have a situation of being able to get recourse as the other house, or as the other arm of the state. Now, if you allow me to listen, 1111, the proposals that are suggested station, question the president must be scheduled for a question day at least once per quarter in accordance with the annual program of the assembly on the days determined by the program committee in consultation with the leader of government business unless the program committee decides otherwise. I think that we must subject this arrangement to the same consistency as we did the other. It doesn't, in order to confirm the constitutional obligation of arms of state to account, that the president comes and accounts to us, this rule extends that budgetary. The president must come to talk. That thing of in consultation with the leader of government, it must not be in the rule. It must not be in the rule. I don't think we must put there. On the days determined by the program committee, full stop. That is my... Must not have that tiptoeing around saying must come. He must find a way of coming longer to put in the rule that and then we must consult them such that they can say, no, we're not consulted but we must come. I think that for us we'll have to insist on that. We did that on the president, by the way, and the deputy minister, on the deputy president and the deputy minister. So
that is actually what I was wanting you to give me the opportunity to just say that we are proposing that we correct this in line with really a proposed amendment to Rule 1101. So it is the same principle, it's in accordance with Rule 25. In accordance with Rule 24A, just as we've done with the so the wording is reflected. To read now, instead of saying the whole issue about program committee and consultation with the government business, unless the program committee decides otherwise, blah blah blah, is that program with the assembly in accordance with Rule 24A.
Yes.
And be limited to matters of national and international importance. So no. It is the same recommendation that we've made.
Now,
it's
not
that
we have been trying to say honorable things that sometimes some of the things we say, the outskirts of the politicians, that is our interest. in how you reflect on the person and how the person works for the running the house. We don't and we've been trying to say in this small community, let's find this other or being more pragmatic. What does we want us to say? Rather than reduce ourselves to start speaking with the other person and speak with the society, that will be the community format. So some of the things that we say we can agree with them. But we don't want to end up in this chair. We hold us all for it. I'm going to agree with you in our narrative story. We want you to focus and help us on this particular matter. If you have got good views on the rules, keep us. Then you need to be quite considerate in this issue. But if you want to argue about it, if you want the president, then you can carry open it.
Thanks very much. I just want to follow up on what Andy said. So if I'm interpreting what he said correctly, the speaker can then impose sanctions on the president for failing to come to us. If we have a situation, for instance, I think it's important to say we're not dealing with events of the past. We've got to plan for the rules of the future. But you end up with penalties of election, we just that just disregards rule 101. For all year, doesn't fit people's heart. There has to be a mechanism. If I hear Mr. Hunter correctly, he's saying that the speaker can then, you know, admonish the member or can refer to public privileges because we have to be mindful of this. So section 55(2) of the Constitution says that the National Assembly must, not may, not should, must provide for mechanisms to ensure that all executive orders of state and the National Security Council are accountable to them. How do you ensure that the National Security is accountable to them? The president, as an organ of state law, is accountable to Parliament if we have no recourse if these rules are broken. And so I'm quite happy for him to say that he then can be subject to the same treatment as a member of Parliament who breaks the rules, and see if he can apply the same sanctions, because then the rules are applied equally to everyone. But you can't have a situation where, you know, I break the rules because they're applicable to me, and I get key sanctions, and I have to, you know, be subject to the system of Parliament. Other people, you know, who are protected by these samples allow us to just break them and with them impunity.
So just to clarify, I didn't suggest that the speaker impose sanctions. He hasn't got the authority to do so, except for some conduct in the House itself. If the president refuses to turn up, or quarter after quarter after quarter, the speaker has no authority to trigger sanctions. It has to go to political process and maybe legal process. The political crisis would be that presumably that the president is failing to comply with his oath of office to observe the constitution and so on. So that would be one possible political route for it. Alternatively, it may become necessary at some point to put legislation in place in the Justice of the Parts of the Privileges Act that specifically constitutes breach of privilege of bond. So those are options of one thing for all. But it can become an issue in any parliament if a member of the executive simply refuses to comply with parliament's requirements. It would be something of a constitutional crisis.
No, I want us to close this one because I report that members of parliament, even machinery formally, it can't deal with members of parliament generally. Members of parliament already attend the third-party opinion. That's the only failure for members of parliament all over the world. I think President Jonathan today knows that public opinion generally, all members of parliament will not want to have a negative public opinion about that. That's a big failure. And but in parliament also, there's a territory that I think we are using. The vote of no confidence. I think we must have the civil vote of no confidence. Not of course taking away that the court is even ruling on that. On that we want to raise it, we can't lie that every man that is pitching a vote of no confidence can't have the right completion to that. Because otherwise there's no basis for what we call a vote of no confidence. when one of the doors is entered, the next week is locked, they would have no confidence. Another week, my shit is
ending.
again meet in a day and does not finish it or else, my shidu will still be finished.
It's a very simple thing to say that these are the reward of those. And we must really look at those and try to find any other place that we think in the present, the current system can be adjusted. And quite clearly, the fact that the executive doesn't come to the house is an absurdity matter. I agree with you that every time it's the votes of each side. But then what fight has to do with this effort? Plan a conduct of the present. Even when we are in the conversation, we will always find a way of explaining ourselves in any help. But if for other people also, if we are to stay with us, because the rule of the opposition party, we will try to solution terms after the votes have been presented in the parliament. That is my answer on the people. And I thought that the whip from the opposition party would take a little bit more. That must not be the mask and answer. The DNC is, there's a constitution, and the constitution director of 2013, and it maintains the separation doctrine which we want to emphasize in our country. If one overstep us, we come to our restaurant, show us the way, we fight you, it's only safe, and it's there for our country. Reflect and write down what is it that we think we should do, as this committee is taking to the new committee. So that we don't work on an addition of honorable bodies put before that, the thousand privileges should work on this. Yeah, and then that is more mental members of parliament. You haven't given it that authority. The constitution hasn't given that authority. So it's required. There's a security answer that you don't want us to intervene with the politicians. If you want to have to over for all members of parliament for a longer time, for the politician in front of us. So that we can see what they're doing and see what you want us to do in terms of changing the rules or changing the constitution, make a recommendation. I think we'll be quite flexible to this one. But making decisions would be able to how the masters are passed and work. But there is a challenge of non accountability. There is a challenge of calling the president and feel that he hasn't done it. And both of you from both of you that really saying that something must be done. But we wouldn't be able to take it to power and only find it to change something to prepare.
I'm Eddie, the harbinger of bad news, and I regret that she said the problem was under any saying now. Section 13 is on track here on the grounds of prejudice. It says a member is guilty of contempt of Parliament if the member willfully fails or refuses to obey any rule, order, or resolution of the House of Commons. That's 13, a member. A member is defined in the definitions clause as in relation to the National Assembly, means a member of the Assembly and includes a minister or deputy minister who is not a member. But there are so many ministers, and probably the deputy presidents as well, are covered here, and could be taken to the Parliament Privileges Committee for the
let us not open this particular matter now, because it is going to cause more confusion now. Yes. That paragraph doesn't read right. Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, Jen, is that I have indicated that the members of cabinet, they account to the president. And the president is excluded. And therefore, members of parliament, the cabinet minister, they can be handled by power and privileges or ethics committee on matters that relate to their membership of the National Assembly, but not in terms of their executive functions, which they are come to the president. They must not be confused on those matters. Thank you.
No,
Kukomi,
let us not
get
involved
on
the theories. I thought that the reason why I reached members of parliament, collective and individual, and praise is accountable for the official duty that are assigned to them by president. Then let us not say anything as is answered, because otherwise we have to re-amend all the rules. And I thought that they account to parliament, collectively as individual, the president account to parliament, the one law that president has in that time, so on and so on. Give me a date of the peer before parliament. And one of you, and I, because otherwise also doesn't take a view that President George is coming to parliament. In fact, he raised the whole issue of this matter. And then now they've given us 5 days. We should join. Second point, cartwright has assisted us on the powers and privileges there. Only president don't have at this point in time. But I think we can write it out. John, what do you want us to
say? Yeah, I just want to say that I agree with Mr. Hendricks' interpretation. I was aware of that. It was outdated in relation to the president. We can hold members of council. They are members, they fall under. I've raised a specific problem that the president cannot be a member of parliament. He's excluded. And I request a solution to this to go and amend the powers and privileges to make president subject to the powers and privileges act as well. Because he is a comfortable in terms of part to us as a body. So perhaps that's an idea.
Well,
I
think
I'm covered, but yeah, maybe our recommendation, if I may talk for you. We must not say maybe that it is there. We must recommend to the Rules Committee that there should be an amendment. There should concretely that there should be an amendment of the Parliament to the Rules Committee in as far as it's applicable to the President. Because I mean, forget the President in question today. Because I think if we talk with the President to be in mind, as the Honourable Yamibo was saying, or we find ourselves not being able to craft this program. In the future, the president must appear in front of the court. You breathe farm and rule. It's like, it's not you breathe farm and rule, Honourable Secretary. Parliament must be able to say the recourse of you. And that's simple, basically, that I think it must, yeah.
But with that very mind, you may also just commend the people first. The executive of the board, including the president, are coming to parliament. Hence, anyway, all of you are debating now how does the president answer session in parliament? And then once a quarter, 6 hours, 6 persons, she are responsible for the president and comes to parliament. I think the point of view are basically how do you think who is not a member of parliament, so if he doesn't have parliament, the podcast question, more than they will be right now, if you have a lot of some confidence in the essential president. There are a lot of other areas that are essential, so it can tell them that. Of course, this may not be true, but I feel that if they must push it down, they can move on. I think in terms of the question to president, I think he has proposed that we are taking away, we have taken from the deputy president in terms of the 1118, that we are deleting in conversation, and then taking the way to do our business, and then take from the ANC document, and then we move on that area. And we move forward and see what happens.
1118.
We are removing there in terms of our base document, the consultation, the ANC formulation. That is the formulation that I represent the ANC. The same as we said to the
group.
And then the whole issue that we raised is scheduled for a question day at least once per quarter during the session time within the annual program of the assembly in accordance with the rule 24A. Of course, UP is limited to matters of national and international importance. There is then OSC 2 if you need that. And then the note that is put by the Task Force. And then the note there is the points made here. And then 3 questions to the president must be submitted to the citizen. All of them now to the speaker. But I propose it there now. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. The CBC is speaker, but we don't know that administration. The CBC will receive this, but the people check the constitution. Okay.
I would assume that with the president's questions under this new formulation of the rules, we will complete these 6 questions. It is not likely, therefore, that questions of the president will stand over, but if it is the assumption that the president can request a question to stand over in terms of Rule 115, to which we still have to get to, I would assume that that question will then be included in the new 6 that comes up for the next question session. But if it refers to the matter, But then we will have to make allowance for that within the order. But if we are referring to the matter of 21 August, where those questions were interrupted in that annual session, which was the first annual session of the fifth parliament, then clearly the rules 1089 were also 111.1 and 1116 is clear that it's within the annual session, within the annual program, which means that in the next annual session you start anew. And therefore the request for the questions of 21 August to stand over, to be the point of interruption for the annual session of the second parliament, in this, of the second session of the fifth parliament, was not consonant with the with an interpretation or understanding of the rules.
No, I don't think it's perfectly clear what you want to say. It's the one thing for the head of state of the country and parliament to give him or her a space to really look at that question. I think your question can be the first question in the next appearance of the next. But when parliament is disrupted, by members of parliament, those questions should fall. Because I think we've got a problem really. If you think that then we add it to age, because members of parliament themselves need to start the conversation by president. But also I think what we should, I think the fourth party should be the woodbound, not that service problem. Because it can't be right that when I answer a question, you tell me how should I answer. So that is a bigger problem. You probably not answer any question. That sometimes I answer a question, you're not satisfied. Because you want me to answer the question the way you want me to answer the question. That's right. I mean, policy. There's no policy anywhere as well. Then because that causes the bigger problem, John.
Just to say that, you know, in theory, what you're saying is the question of merit, Chair. But in practice, it's going to be difficult. Because you have cause and effect. And I think it would be very unfair to punish party Y by not giving an answer to the question of the order paper because party X asserts a question before you get to it. You're then prejudicing a party that is playing by the rules and is not done anything wrong from able to place their question. So that is a problem. The guidance procedure says that the president answers a maximum of 6 questions to the occasion, but this excludes 1, questions on the question paper because they stood over, and 2 written questions transferred or reply. So to me, if we don't get, if the president says, I cannot answer this question because at the moment it's sub judice, but you know, I'm willing to answer in the future, then it becomes a 7th question. But it won't, if the rules are clear, then it must reflect the rotation. So we'll be over and above that. So whilst I say we shall strive not to disrupt, but I don't expect to punish parties that play our rules because they're in other circumstances.
Yeah, Jefferson, why don't understand the view of the chief of the major position, but maybe they need to be assisted. Because if the session has been disrupted, and then when you go to the next session, whether there is anything that will stop that actually happening, that position should be on the question. Whether there is anything that will stop resubmitting, if that this party that doesn't want to be punished, if he feels that that project is still relevant, then what will stop them from resubmitting that question and prioritizing them as a party, that particular question to get into the next session? Because one thing for sure, I think, Chairperson, you are very difficult, much more correctly. So we must not give incentive for members to be in time to disrupt, knowing that those questions will still come automatically. You know, it's, we must be identified that if we also cause a disruption, then there is a penalty that would pay for disrupting the house, unless it is something from either the president or the deputy president that they cannot foresee. Then Parliament then would actually have now to consider this during a particular session or whatever. But if we do it deliberately ourselves, with our decision that no, 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 the internet session because this has to come, must ask, then I think it will be a wrong precedent. And again, that if we are just to say those questions must come and then we will add, there is a possibility that the session may be disrupted after the first session. Then I think that's fine. And then it will be a bigger problem to add another six in the next session. Then you put the next session. Then surely we must protect ourselves from that kind of a situation.
Yes.
Responses received in writing, I think in November, or just before we wrote,
legal harm. So the objection should in fact have into the 1 and 4 to 2A in regard to this coming over by the rules as they stand. So that deals with the 21st question, which is why we took the line that we did in programming rules. And we regard this question as standing over. But I do just want to have an engagement here again around around the disruption. Now, this is hope it never happened with you, because I think we all become users when that sort of thing happens. But you know, it's fine, Lord says, ask you must submit the question again. But a party like the current constituents will probably only, in terms of the rotation, the opportunity to put that question back, sort of 4 to 5 months down the line, and the question of well in sales and raise the behavior of that party has been prejudiced from being able to exercise their responsibility on this part by whatever new voters for that particular party. So that's the concern. So maybe we are going to look at the matter. We need to find a mechanism where the party that is rough press loses, you know, the next slot or something like that. So the inconsequential people, but you know, then again, the other problem goes around disruption, because if looking into the future, you could end up with a situation where a governing party doesn't want their president to have to face the three tough questions after. So they themselves disrupt parliament. And those questions just fall away, and they can't. And then those other parties are denied the opportunity to put them. So, you know, we have to be mindful of those particular scenarios.
Thanks,
John.
Both the Honourable Chief Whip of the Opposition and the NEP corroborated in a presentation. No, I mean, none of you provide the possibility that the speaker disrupted that session. None of you provide the possibility of leading the event of the 25th of August in light of the speaker's possible incapacity to deal with the proceedings of the House, which means that even in the future it's possible that a House can be disrupted by it. So, I'm making an appeal here, Honorable Chief Whip, and we must be careful, all of us, how we interpret the 21st. Because my reading of the event is that it's the speaker that disrupted Parliament. It's the speaker who attends Parliament. He could not implement the rules properly. Just like the other day, okay, let's not degenerate, but I'm just saying that we must provide the possibility of our interpretation of those events in that light. Now, I know that the predicament therefore presented here is as he has described, and also Honorable Nyaribo has described, that how do we, you know, continue in the future and all these things. But my part is just a caution that even a speaker can develop a session. But even implementing the rules unfairly and all those things, like when you know, but this is wrong, and the member says, no, I'm not going to comply with your instructions because your instructions are unjust or something. Who is disrupting Parliament today? Is it the member or the speaker? And so on. So I think that we must be careful in how we juggle with all the possibilities.
We don't expand on the world of all families. Surely, the other form to the leadership of the forum here is a local platform and we think to do the same of this. And then we should be able to take it back. But I think there will be no harm for us if we can formulate the rule. Because we do have experience now, whether it's right experience or wrong, or bad experience, there's a rule that needs to be tightened. Which is tightened in such a way that we don't encourage disruption of the situation. Let alone that there's much less formulas of 10 years and to get it out of the issue. But I think there should be some way. But the program management issue is a risk issue. And we can't design any rules to look at that to assess that program management. They must be a program management issue. They must have their own fines that are there. We support it, but I don't think we should raise it today or mention now. There's a lot of that discussion outside what we're doing from the negotiation.
father, that all can be in general. I know some of the things that they do.
If I may say so, we cannot, or should not, begin to provide for disruptions and all possible disruptions. Each rule can be breached in various ways. You cannot, for each rule, then provide a mechanism to deal with it. So I think Mr. Boyd's right in suggesting that we cannot begin to draft rules to cover all possible disruptions, and then you get interpretations of who caused the disruptions. So, in such a set of circumstances, one of the boards that is in place should take charge, and that would be the program committee to reprogram this session, or at least, I think, ideally the senior committee, the rules committee, to say this is the dilemma we face, give the parties that missed out on an opportunity to ask their questions, and to come up with a solution to that particular set of rules, without any set of rules.
I don't think a rule as it stands is ever meant to address the issue of disruption to a question session. So I think whether the conversation would be useful, I don't think it specifically addresses this specific rule. So I think maybe in the context of a rule for disruption, I'm not sure that it addresses a specific rule as it stands.
Well, I think disruption is a podcast decision. I think it would be difficult to formulate any rule really. Because that's not sure I'm saying, but I think George is saying, the government can't also spend this out there. If they take a full-time decision that day for no one to have that person, they can do so. Would be so unwise for anything as it would do so. In fact, we bought it out, truthfully. But the point is that members of parliament by and large are constrained by public opinion more than the rules of parliament. The rules of parliament regulate how they work. I think everybody are much more worried about what people are saying outside about them. And I think they have potentially, and that of course, people to break the law, they go to machinery that rules, they go to force and all those things. But I think the court has seen that should have asked us to have moved by more parliament to the Whips Forum. And the Whips Forum. The reason why the Whips Forum was created was for that purpose. Whenever he should have called from out of the parliament, the rules committee can't be used. And then how parties relate politically in parliament. The rules committee can't do that. The only thing the rules forum that should be assisted as well. And I think they are sent to last time, and hopefully I think they'll attempt again to assist us on that. Because I thought the matter is not with the care.
I'm very, my friend had old him. If old people are the ones that disrupted. So I think Shepherd, let's move on in the top of the all.
I think we have two with the president's issue. We are going now to one answer to the question. As a question, I want to propose the 5 minutes. We have that from you, because we do the idea of a life. I don't know if you want to do one there.